online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Got a story pulled up here that's kind of interesting. A little bit of backpedaling by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Palisades nuclear power plant expects to be home of two small modular nuclear reactors by 2030. Representatives to help push it along. Michigan could be the first place in the world to generate power through small modular nuclear reactors when they reopen the Palisades nuclear power plant site by 2030 as part of a vision unveiled yesterday. Palisades owner Holtec and Hyundai have teamed up together to continue the reopening of the neutered, shut-down nuclear reactor. Holtec International CEO Chris Singh and Hyundai Engineering and Construction CEO Hanwoo Lee signed an exclusive partnership that would give the Korean company the contract to build out the first-of-the-kind SMR-300 project near Covert in Van Buren County. This SMR-300s are pressurized water nuclear reactors that each generate 300 megawatts of power. The site is now undeniably ground zero for the nuclear renaissance, said Rick Springman, president of Holtec International. This will provide potentially an example of what could be used globally as a clean energy opportunity. Springman said at a press and industry event held yesterday on the site where the two reactors would be built, that the two companies had secured three American manufacturing companies and others necessary to design and to begin moving forward with launching what they are calling Mission 2030. Singh said that the SMR-300s would not just be used at Palisades, but would be the basis for a fleet of small reactors that could potentially be rolled out across the entire globe. He told reporters that the company was uniquely situated to hit the mark on building them and providing them worldwide. Holtec isn't the only company to be working on getting these small modular reactors into the energy market. Currently, 70 companies, including Rolls-Royce from the United Kingdom and Terra Power, backed by Bill Gates, are looking into the possibility of getting into the competition as well. Several companies have gone under trying to bring this technology to market. One of them that failed was NuScale. They had a power contract actually be canceled with the Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems. This according to a report from Reuters. Singh said 42 car makers, existed at the beginning of the automotive industry's inception. However, many of them failed and went under. Now, pointing to Ford, General Motors, and Chevrolet staying as the dominant companies here in the United States. Well, he went on to say, whether we will be the champion, I'll leave that to a future judge. But I can tell you this, when it comes to making this effort, we will be second to none. He said his company has become the dominant supplier for SMR technology manufacturing. And he said he wishes the competition well as they move forward toward their implementations. When it comes to regulators, Hotech International President Kelly Trice said building out the Palisades location had cut the company's research time down significantly because they've already had to go through the federal nuclear regulators to restart the Palisades 800 megawatt nuclear power plant, which he said is on time, is on budget, and they look to activate as soon as this October. Price said the licensing development for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission would be turned in by the end of the year. The final construction permit authorization should take another year. So I guess what they're saying here, the beginning of the construction would be October. Additionally, 50 environmental permits from the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, known as EGLE, and other authorizations from the Michigan Public Service Commission will be done along the same timeline. So far, at least in the state of Michigan, it's been a very favorable state to work with. They've been very cooperative and very quick in responding. I don't expect any delays or problems, Trice said. He said the stability and bipartisan nature of politics in Michigan was another thing that helped them decide to build out the Palisades site. Really? Bipartisan nature of politics in Michigan. I guess he's talking about after the November 5th election. I know both parties have had their squabbles from time to time, but the state passes a budget every single year. They end up compromising on budget items. They enact legislation. So overall, it's been a positive experience. Well, I guess when you're talking about nuclear energy, it's not really a Democrat or a Republican issue. So, okay, I'll take you at your word. Almost to enforce the point, a bipartisan group of state House members yesterday unveiled a plan to put SMR siting requirements into state law, as opposed to it being left to various local governments. That's interesting. Let's see who are part of this bipartisan group. State Representative Pauline Wensel, Republican from Watervliet? I don't even know how to say that city. Democrat Joseph Andrews from St. Joseph, Jamie Thompson, Republican from Brownstown, Mike Mafal from Hazel Park, Samantha Steckloff, Democrat from Farmington Hills, Greg Van Workum, Republican from Norton Shores, all attended the event and want to create a manufacturing tax credit to incentivize research and development expenses to design, develop, and build advanced mini nuclear reactors like the SMRs. The group wants to establish a nuclear and hydrogen education grant, which would award funding to universities to create or expand educational programs to help train the talent needed in the state. The bills are similar to an effort that was made last session when Graham Filler, state representative, looking for discharge of his nuclear energy bills that died in the Democrat lame duck session December 4th, 2024. The main interest of the legislative group would to include funding for post-secondary grants to attract students to the fields and scholarships to new or existing electricity-based degrees. Another idea is creating a production tax credit for the first 10 gigawatts of power produced by an SMR located in Michigan. At this point, it looks like Holtec could be the first one to do it out at Palisades. The bills would build a talent pipeline that not only supports our existing nuclear infrastructure at Palisades, Cook, and Fermi, but also foster innovation in advanced hydrogen energy. Now we're talking. By investing in training, educational grants, and scholarships, we're positioning Michigan to meet its clean energy goals and to become a national leader in energy innovation for decades to come. One of the state reps, Andrews, from St. Joseph, is where the Palisades plant is located, said reopening Palisades as the first in history would be the catalyst for attracting cutting-edge technology to our state. Legislation was referred to House Energy Committee, and Wenzel is scheduled to testify for the package on March the 4th. Other states are working hard to lead in this area, but with this package of bills, Michigan is showing that we will champion this innovation. We don't want to just compete. We want to set the standard. I like it. About time bipartisans get something done in Lansing. Final segment coming up here in hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Couple of text message comments relevant on topic to this conversation. Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer and the chairman of the board for the Presque County Commissioners. The Wolverine Power Co-op that PIE&G is a member of invested in that company that bought Palisades to secure the energy load for northern Michigan. This happened a couple of years ago. Good to know. Did not know that. Robert in Sheboygan. SMR installations at former coal-powered plants in Michigan. Love it. Why not do it at the old deactivated nuclear power plant near Charlevoix? I didn't even know we had one. In Charlevoix? Cool. Well, if it's got good bones, the building's still there, let's do it. I think these power plants need to be all over the state. All over the UP, all over Lower Peninsula. Let's do it. And Gretchen Whitmer, in her 2040 Clean Energy Act, she actually provided for nuclear and hydrogen. Absolutely. Big Rock. I have no idea, Cliff, what you're talking about. Guys have to remember, I've only moved up here in, 2009? I've only been here 16 years, guys. I don't know. Charlevoix, he's talking. Big Rock. Okay. Well, here's the other component to this. As they move forward with these projects. Okay, Nick is texting me. The Charlevoix plant is gone, but the property is still there. Yes, the Big Rock Nuclear Power Plant. Ms. P, thank you. She sent me the link to it from Wikipedia. Too cool. Okay. Did not know that. Let's see. It was capable of producing 67 megawatts. Operated from 1962 to 1997. It was owned and operated by Consumer Powers, now known as Consumers Energy, its boiling water reactor was made by General Electric. Well, if the property's still there, who owns it? That's the question. Decommissioned in August 29th of 1997, at the time Consumers Energy was operating it. You know, two things that just drive me crazy, and I still don't understand this one. The cheapest, most reliable form of producing electricity is hydro dams. Don't understand decommissioning all these dams. That's number one. Number two, nuclear power. Why did they decommission this back then? Now, granted, it only could produce 67 megawatts. These SMRs, each one can generate 300 megawatts of power. That's almost five times as much as the old Charlevoix Big Rock plant. Interesting. Didn't know that history, guys. Appreciate the information. Well, here's the thing you have to understand. Whitmer has put herself in a very precarious situation. By them passing the Clean Energy Act of 2040, where they want all of our electric grid to be produced by renewables, solar panels, windmills aren't going to get it. They're going to have to go nuclear and hydrogen. And I love the idea of going after hydrogen. Let's give the money, let's invest, let's spend it to these public universities, make them compete. Michigan, University of Michigan, Michigan State, Wayne State, heck, I don't care, Central, Eastern, Western, give them the money. Let's see who can come up with the best hydrogen production capabilities. I still got a big area under the hood of my Yukon. I want a hydrogen producing cell supplementing the gas engine in that vehicle. As a matter of fact, I'll donate my vehicle to be a guinea pig for a hydrogen cell. That's 6.2, 402 horses, averaging about 14 to 15 miles per gallon highway and city. Throw a hydrogen cell in there and supplement the gas. Get it up to 30, 40 miles a gallon. Love it. Love it. Love it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast.